Welcome to the Council of Elrond podcast. I'm Dave and I'm joined by my brother Johnny, and we are here to briefly discuss our thoughts on the new trailer that just dropped for the game Tales of the Shire. Don't forget to please give us a like and a review. And let's straight away get into it. Johnny, you literally watched the trailer about 10 seconds ago for the first time before we recorded.
Yeah.
So, first of all, how are you getting on? How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm grand. I was a little bit under the weather recently, so apologies for if my throat is a bit rattly. I had a bit of the flu, so apologies for that. But I'm doing well now. I'm doing good. And yeah, as you mentioned, like literally you were about to click record on this and I said, wait, hang on, I haven't watched it yet. So I went back and I watched the trailer. So it's very fresh. You're going to get a very fresh opinion now.
It's very fresh, but also I've gone back and watched it a few times. So at least I've looked at some finer details.
You've done your homework at least.
A little bit. It wasn't a huge trailer, as you've just seen. It only took you like a minute to do, but also not just your sickness, but Johnny's dedicated and traveling on the road, so we don't have the microphone, so apologies for that, but don't worry, normality will resume in the future, hopefully. So yes, before we mention our final thoughts and expectations of the game, I just wanted to quickly run through what we do see in the game, and Johnny, I'll rehash your memory from 30 seconds ago to what you have just seen. So,
or you've forgotten.
So the trailer opens up and we get a narrator, and I can only assume that's Gandalf speaking, or it's an older gentleman, and he speaks of there are many tales of Middle Earth, and then we also get to see a little female hobbit, I think that it is, walking through the Shire. This could possibly be a protagonist, but as the game suggests, it's probably going to be you'll probably pick, like, if you want to be a male or female, maybe you'll design your hobbit like in The Sims or something like that. We get a nice glimpse at the graphics and the art style. Johnny, first thoughts on graphics and art style. What do you think?
Yeah, they're interesting. They're like kind of quirky, kind of like maybe more modeled to be aimed for like younger ages, like kids. But I think also, like, I mean, if you're a fan of that art style, maybe anybody could go for it. Like, so it's definitely, I think it's going to be very different to what we're expecting from the upcoming movie, The War of the Rohirrim. I think that's going to be a bit more maybe realistic. This one seems a bit kind of like, you know, almost, well, kind of like childish Disney, sort of like, you know, massive eyes and like proportions that just don't make any sense realistically, but kind of endearing as well. And yeah, I thought it was quite interesting. It's very colorful. Very cute. Yeah, yeah, I liked it. Was the scene where the main character, she was kind of like skipping along through the Shire, and then while she was skipping, it would switch from like spring to summer to autumn and to winter, and it was quite nice. It was just like all these like, but all kind of like warm feelings inside, and you know, the warm colors being used, and yeah, just loads of color. That was my first takeaway.
Yeah, I think that is, no one really knows what this game is going to be, and I hadn't a clue. Like, is it going to be, you know, it's not going to be action, it's not going to be survival, it's not, like, no one really knows
like
what
it's going
it
to be. Like, it looks like, well, again, it just looks, again, I'm just going off very first impressions here, it looks like it's going to be kind of like a Sims sort of a game where you know, it was saying like, you know, create friendships and, you know, decorate your home and all this kind of stuff, you know, build a bonfire, I don't know, like little things, like you're just kind of going around and you're just sort of, I don't know, creating your home and your little base, and I don't know, and maybe
a little bit like Minecraft or something.
Yeah,
I'm guessing.
Yeah, or Age of Empires.
Yeah, so I don't exactly know what the mission or the aim of the game is, but we do see a little bit of the game mechanics in this trailer. We see a hobbit fishing and foraging friendships, and then literally foraging after that. We see her handpicking some mushrooms, going to a local vendor, cooking and then eating. And then, yeah, we get a big scroll that says decorate your home. We see vegetation growing, and we see, like you already mentioned, seasons changing. So obviously this is going to be a feature of the game where, I don't know, is it going to affect change? Like, maybe you can't forage during the winter or whatever. And then what pops up is explore Bywater in a scroll. And the first time I watched this trailer, I think I was kind of half asleep. It was
You're
last
like,
night.
Explore by like via yeah. water.
Is that and I was like, explore by water. And the next clip wasn't her in a boat. And I was like, And I was waiting for it to say explore by land and then explore by air or something. Air. I was like, like, what's that about? And I was like, oh, by water. Right. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
But that does kind of suggest that it's not going to be, even though it's called Tales of the Shire, we're not going to get the entire Shire, which is a little bit of a disappointment. But Bywater features most of the important stuff, like the Green Dragon, and
that's where you and I will be spending our time. Anyway,
so. Actually, Nerd of the Rings suggested Matt had a deep dive on this, or he broke down the trailer as well, and he suggested that perhaps maybe they'll bring out some DLC. That'll have other areas in the Shire, but like I think he was just riffing, and I don't know how that would go down well if they kind of release half a game and then bring out a bunch of DLC. We know game developers aren't very popular when this happens. But yeah, finally we get a glimpse of a festival and what I assume is the party tree, but I don't know. It's just maybe their interpretation of the party tree. And then we get Gandalf in the flesh and plenty of other hobbits around him. So this does confirm that Gandalf is in the game. Well, I assume it's him. It's hardly going to be anyone else. It could be Saruman. Yeah. But
he's wearing grey.
He's wearing, it was kind of like purpley grey, but like a kitschy, cutesy grey. But this would also suggest the timeline of the game to probably be based not after the War of the Ring, but before, because, or maybe like around Bilbo's birthday or between Bilbo and the Frodo taking the ring from the Shire. So
do you think then that it's going to be like based, because like I was kind of wondering, well, again, from just the brief trailer that we've got, I thought we're probably going to just get maybe a couple of figures like a Gandalf and, you know, maybe even Bilbo might pop up or something like that. But I think we're probably not going to get any sort of like story that's going to be connected to anything really. It's just going to be sort of completely invented storylines of different characters who would have been living alongside maybe our heroes. And kind of like what we saw in the Third Age game where you meet just like a random Gondorian and you're like, oh, is this like a cheap version of Boromir or something? Yeah, it's just like no, it's just some Barathor, random dude. Barathor, yeah. So he's just with a random Gondorian soldier. And it's kind of like, at first I was like, oh, I want to play with the real characters. But then it's kind of like, oh, it's cool. These guys are just living their own lives in the same kind of timeline. Or maybe it's 50 years before or 150 years or something like that. But I don't know. I'd be interested. I mean, obviously it's always nice to have a couple of little characters that you know. And again, Gandalf's one who's just been knocking around for a few thousand years. So it's like, we'll stick Gandalf in, that's fine. But I wouldn't be surprised if maybe there's only maybe elves or wizards who are the only long-standing characters that might feature in this game, because other shorter living creatures, maybe a golem might appear because, again, he's quite long-living as well. But I don't know, what's your expectation? Are you expecting to meet like Frodo and the boys, for example?
Well, I don't know about big characters like Frodo and Bilbo, but like we definitely have seen Gandalf. But the difference between this and the Third Age game is the fact that the Third Age game, there was a lot of rights up in the air, and you know, they didn't really have the rights to other characters. I think they could only go off the movie. So you do bump into like Aragorn, Legolas, and Gimli in the Third Age game, but they couldn't just take other book characters. They had to invent other game characters because...
And so what's the story of the rights for this game?
So this, I think this has everything. I think luckily we got an interview from our friend Matt again from Nerd of the Rings, and he was down in New Zealand with all the Kiwis, and he was talking to the game developers. And in that interview, one of the guys mentioned that they have a lot of the book characters, so I don't know, it's like Torbold Hornblower are going to be there, or you know, maybe Sam's Gaffer, or some of the characters from the book itself. He said that there's going to be plenty of those characters, but there's also a couple of invented ones, but those invented characters feel grounded and as if they should be in the Shire, so it's not kind of taking the piss. So for lack of a better word, but yeah, I don't know. As far, I've never played any of those games like Minecraft, or I said Minecraft, I think it's Minecraft or Animal Crossing, which a lot of people
it's
are comparing
mind
to. Yeah, So I don't really know, like, I don't know firsthand where the enjoyment comes from if you're just like vibing. I suppose a lot of people are saying like, this looks like pure vibes. I'm like, I get that, but I haven't lived it yet. So yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. One thing I'd like to mention as well, that I absolutely love the music that was in this trailer, which sounds very whimsical and hobbity by nature.
Yeah. Cool.
But yeah, I'm going to jump straight to asking you the big question. Judging from this trailer and this trailer alone, is this a game, Johnny, that you will be purchasing and playing?
I don't know. And to be brutally honest, I'm going to say right off the bat, it's not the type of game that I would usually go for. And also the fact is I'm not a huge gamer. I'm not, I don't play games as much as you do. So I only kind of play the odd game when usually on your recommendations, when you're like, oh, you have to play this game to go. And you usually like, I get your hand-me-down games. And you're like, oh, you have to play this. I'm like, okay, fine. But
how the turntables.
Yeah, years ago it was the other way around, folks. But now I'm old and I don't game as much anymore. I have to just live the real game, which is the game of life. And but if I have time, I do like to play. I like kind of first player games. I like kind of games where you've got quests, and I mean, I loved the original Lord of the Rings games and the Third Age game. Again, this one, again, as I said, it looks like it's kind of aimed for a younger generation, and it's kind of had that kind of very kidsy vibe off it, just from the animation and the style. But I could be way off, and again, I'm just going to not do my own research. I'm just going to wait for you to play the game, because I know you'll go out and get it. And I'm just going to be like, waiting for you to be like, oh, it's class, you got to get it. I'll be like, okay, whenever you're finished, give me a go.
Yeah, exactly. I did have a little note here that I said, I think you would hate this game, because we've often talked about before, I think we've talked about it on the podcast as well, how, for example, a game like Red Dead Redemption 2, which is unbelievable, has a brilliant story. It's like the graphics are insane and you can do all sorts of fun stuff. And I'm always saying you can sidetrack yourself with like shopping and fishing and styling your character, which you don't care about. And it seems like this is what this entire game is about. You know,
yeah,
like,
it seemed to be like that. And I was like, when do I start the actual game and the missions?
Yeah, like,
no, just keep trying on outfits. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I'm definitely not going to knock it until I try it, because there's a huge market for this kind of stuff. And it is supposed to be aimed at a younger audience. But some of the positives that I've taken away from this game is, first of all, Numero Uno is its Weta Workshop that are the developers. Numero Dos is that in Matt's interview from Nerd of the Rings, he talked with the producers and the developers of the show, and you could see some of the insane enthusiasm from the guys that are behind this. And like,
I would say that for me, the one kind of shining light and the one kind of saving grace of this, the fact that what really does attract me to the game are the names of the people that are behind it, the people that are involved.
Yeah. That's definitely a big one. And it's not just, you know, obviously some of the old games like Return of the King, Two Towers, and the Third Age, like, they're just created by EA, and I don't know what kind of Tolkien lore or like Tolkien professors were involved in those games at all, but they were all bangers. But this one actually has like people that are through and through Tolkien fanatics. Numero Tres, I sounded really, really bad there. Numero Tres, I can't even say it anymore.
Tres.
Yeah, it's a different game. It's not meant to be about the graphics, which, you know, the graphics or maybe even the storytelling, which is probably primarily what I would go for in a game. Like, how good does it look visually, and what kind of story does it tell? And also how fun the action is. And none of those are components of this game. So I think it is just about adventure and pure vibes and chilling and just being like cozy and cute. A lot of people are describing this as like a cozy game, which I've never really cared about too much in a game, but like, I'm willing to take that step, folks.
It does seem like something that you could play and you just feel good afterwards. You're like, ah, that was nice. Now, like, you have to make a little cup of tea and sit down and play this game, kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And just, I think you just vibe with the music and a lot of
music does seem great. I did enjoy that.
A game that I've never played, and we've talked about it before. By the way, check out our what is it, Games of Middle Earth podcast, because we discuss loads of games in that. And one of the games is Lord of the Rings Online, or LOTRO. And I think that it's similar vibes. It's just like a hugely expansive game where you walk around and you can like chat to people. Like, I think there is fighting and stuff, but it's more so just like traveling and adventures and exploration. So I think that's where this game would have pulled a lot of its material from, or at least its inspiration. Another thing is, we must note that this is alpha footage, so graphics can potentially improve, but I wouldn't imagine that'd be that much. And finally, my last positive thing to take is that on the previous trailer where it showed the live action book, we saw signs, like in that we saw a little art that showed the Green Dragon, Ivy Bush. By the way, Ivy Bush is a pub that we've discussed in an upcoming podcast, and also Bywater, of course. So like, it does look like it's going to feature a lot of places that we haven't seen in Middle Earth yet that are so synonymous with the books. And I think that's going to be cool. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. And again, it's like, anytime there's any sort of opportunity out there that you can slip into Middle Earth, and especially if, like, based around the Shire, like, I mean, I am always up for that, I think. So as we said initially, that this isn't the kind of game that would normally grab my attention. Just the fact that it's got anything to do with Middle Earth and the Shire is kind of really something that would be hard to, you know, stay away from forever. So I was kind of like, I'm not going to rush out and buy it, but I'd say down the line, I'll definitely be giving it a go.
Yeah, when it's slated like the Gollum game and goes down to like $5.99 in your thrift store. I think this game, to be honest, I imagine it might be similar to the likes of Spyro. Do you remember playing Spyro back in the day? Where you explore and you adventure, and then you'll have like Gandalf stationed in your local village, and he'll be there to give you some tasks and items to find and secret places to explore. So could be cool. And I don't know if it's going to be one of these things where you go around collecting rings or coins, but I think it could be fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon so.
I think my opinion is that I definitely need another trailer and a price before confirming whether I'll buy. But I would imagine it's in the €40 range. And I think my curiosity will get the better of me, unless I hear loads of early reports that it's terrible. But like, let's keep positive.
As you said, from the enthusiasm that all the people working on it are coming out with, it seems like it could be good, because I think the Gollum one, there wasn't as much enthusiasm.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That really seemed like a fan project. When I go back and look at like even the Twitter page, it seemed quite... I don't want to be bashing other games, but it didn't. Yeah, I don't know. Anyways.
The less we say, the better.
The less we say, the better. I think I'll definitely be giving this one a chance anyways. But Johnny, I previously vaguely hinted at an upcoming episode. What is happening with the podcast?
What do we have in store for the folks at home? Dave and I have been... we have been on a bit of a hiatus, and we are aware of that, and we apologize. And life kind of got in the way there for a little while, and we were not able to get our weekly podcasts out, and we weren't able to do them to the standard that we wanted. So we just had to basically take a break there. So, but in the background, we have been delving greedily and deeply into the lore again once more, and we have been kind of working away in the background, and we are working on some new little bits and pieces for all the listeners. So hopefully we'll be able to share them with you all soon.
Very good. You dirty, dirty lore. And when is it coming out? What's the date?
The date is to be confirmed.
Redacted. Yeah, similarly to the Tales of the Shire, we don't have a release date just yet, but we will have one soon, so stay tuned. And I can kind of confirm that it'll be 2024. No, it'll definitely be 2024. Some people had to go and, you know, buy laptops and move countries and get new jobs and get married and, you know, selfish things.
Different bits and pieces, yeah. We won't mention who that was.
Anyways, that's all from our very quick review of the Tales of the Shire trailer. So drop us a comment on what you guys thought of the trailer, and let us know if you plan on getting this on your console. We'll see you very soon, guys.
All the best, guys.